Pardon me. Okay, question number one. Let me fix this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Maturidis and Ash'aris claim to follow the Salaf. As they say, Imam Mansur al Maturidi and Imam Abu Hassan Ash'ari were from the first three generations of Islam. How to refute them and what is the position of these Imams in Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah? Jazakum Allah khairan for the sake of Allah. It's very easy. May the one whom you love me for love you. If they say that anyone who is must be followed or must be accepted, all across the board, then they should include Musaylam al-Kadhab, and they should include the Khawarij, and they should include all the Kuffar at the time of the Prophet, because all these were in the first three generations. So among the generations, the first three generations were deviant people, misguided people, innovators, deviants, disbelievers, and so on and so forth. So simply being in that era does not necessitate guidance. That's why the ulama say they're called as-salaf al-salih, the righteous predecessors. Not just the salaf. The predecessors or the righteous must be added as an adjective describing that not anyone who came before us, rather those who came before us and were upon the right understanding of Islam. Simply, this is how you refute it. So these individuals, Imam Abu Mansur, Imam Abu Hassan al-Ash'ari, repented from his Ash'ariyya before he died. And he authored the book which is famous and known among Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, wherein he retracted his previous statements of Ahlul Kalam, and he stuck to the manhaj of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah concerning the names and attributes of Allah. So this is an evidence against them that their own Imam, who once had these odd views, became, changed his mind and went back to what is correct and sound before he died. And so, then we use this as an evidence against them. Anyways, the only way is the way of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And the Maturidis and the Ash'aris are not upon the Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah when it comes to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I live in a non-Muslim country. I'm alone. I don't have any Muslims around me. It is very tough for me to stay steadfast on my religion. Please give me some advice on how to strengthen my religion. And secondly, I'm very often caught by shaitan. I start questioning my belief. Please tell me how to avoid this sin. Well, first and foremost, my advice to you is if you're able to migrate to a Muslim country, then you should do so. Because inevitably staying in a land of disbelief, surrounded by evil, will have an effect on you. And we learn from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ about the man who had killed 99 people and eventually killed 100, that the scholar advised him to leave the land in which he was living because of the evil that was there and to migrate to a land where righteous people live so he may worship Allah along with them. And you all know that he died on the way, and Allah Azza wa Jal decreed that the angels of mercy will take him simply because he had intended to repent to Allah. He repented to Allah, intended to fix his relationship with Allah, and he didn't get the chance to have that really materialize, but that intention was sufficient to save him and give him salvation. Anyways, this, if anything, emphasizes and alludes to the importance of being in the good environment and hanging out with the righteous and good company. Definitely, migrating to a Muslim land is a bonus and is recommended, according to some ulama, is obligatory, and that usually will help, insha'Allah ta'ala. But if that is not feasible for whatever reason, then the way to remain steadfast is by learning. Knowledge is the key to protection. Learning the deen and applying whatever you know to the best of your ability, bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal, will be a source of strengthening your religion and keeping you steadfast. As for the shaitan whispering to you about the belief, then the Sahaba complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about similar feelings, and he told them, and have you found that? They said, yes. He said, this is Iman. Meaning it's an indication that you believe. If you didn't believe, the shaitan will leave you alone. When shaitan sees that your belief system is sound, or that you're mindful of Allah as a believer, he will try to whisper to you things about Allah in order to mislead you from the path. So just identify that as a trick from the shaitan, and simply do not fall for it. Simply do not fall. Seek refuge with Allah and say amantu billah, I believe in Allah, and just go on, busy yourself with something else. Don't preoccupy yourself thinking about these evil satanic whispers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to ask, is there any difference between the performance of salah between male and female? Jazakallah khair. Absolutely not. In terms of the movement, that which is said, and everything else is the same, except that the woman will use the feminine in her dua, whereas the man will use the masculine. That's one difference. And the other difference is the breast, the covering, what the women cover versus what the men cover. But I know what you mean. Usually you mean, according to some of the madahid, that the women, the form or the posture or the movements are different than those of men. This has no basis in Islam. The way a man and the way a woman pray is exactly identical. There's absolutely no difference between them. Now. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. An imam affiliated with Faraz is opposed to the mother and the stand, no other claim of representing has ever been able to preserve and uphold the sacred knowledge from corrupt teaching, selective interpretation, and self proclaimed explanation. Can you explain? Yeah. Why are you reading this? Why are you reading material from such individuals? Leave that alone. Do not read the material of people who are not upon the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. That is the best way to save yourself the headache. There isn't much to explain about this statement from someone who is a blind follower. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Questions about inheritance cannot be entertained by myself. This needs to be referred to a judge. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. I have a 1.5-year-old baby. I breastfeed her. Do I have to fast in Ramadan? It depends. If you're able to fast and it doesn't affect you, then yes, you should. However, if you fear because of fasting that either you will become weak or the child will not get her right or his right or her right in this case, then you may not fast. You may break your fast, and now the scholars differ. Do you make it up afterwards, or do you pay a fidya for every day? This is a matter in which the scholars have differed, and Allahu A'lam. But nevertheless, it depends on whether you're able to manage breastfeeding or not. If you're unable to manage, you don't have to. If you're able to manage, it's better that you do. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Alaikum salam. Is it better for a woman to do taraweeh at home or in the masjid at home? Is good my wife to shave her my hair? Is it good for your wife to shave your hair? Sure, if it makes you guys happy. That's the funkiest question I've ever received. No way. What is the best way of doing dhikr? Alone or communal? In silence or loudly? Can you explain the following hadith? Now, the hadith which you quoted of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu does not suggest that they were doing it in congregation, meaning the dhikr was not done in congregation. They used to, according to some of the ulama, the sunnah is to raise your voice in the dhikr after the salah, but individually, not in unison. Meaning everyone does it on his own, not together. And there's nothing in the hadith, whether you read the Arabic text or the English translation, nothing suggests that it was done in unison. Rather, it just says that they used to raise their voices. The same way they used to raise their voices in talbiyah. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. And it doesn't mean they were saying it together. So no one can imply something that the hadith does not suggest, and can assume something that the hadith does not entertain, because this is an act of worship and you need an evidence for it. So this is not correct. This is incorrect. And some of the ulama said that, you know, the asal is that you do silently, you remember Allah silently, and you don't raise your voice, period. Wallahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. I heard that there's an opinion that you don't have to take out zakah from jewelry which you have used during the year, even if you use it once or a few times. Please clarify. Correct, this is a valid opinion among the ulama, and the difference is huge among the scholars whether you have to pay zakah on the jewelry which the woman uses or not have to pay zakah on it. And I'm not in a position to give you a fatwa here, but I will tell you that the scholars have differed on this issue, and perhaps reading the fatawa and what they have said will make it easier for you to understand, because they have different evidences to support their views, even though the safe position is that you have to pay zakah. Salaam alaikum wa alaikum salam. There's a hadith that Aisha asked Prophet ﷺ what she will say when visiting grave. Means women are allowed to visit the grave? No, it doesn't mean that. It does not mean that women are allowed to visit the grave. The fact that she asked does not necessitate that is giving women the permission to go. Now, even though according to some of the ulama it is fine as long as she doesn't go often. Is it allowed to go with Jama'at Tabligh if the Aqeedah sounds? No. No, it is not. You give da'wah on your own without having this organized group, without going for 3 days, you know, for 40 days or 3 months or 4 months or whatever, without having, you know, to read a particular book, without, you know, creating something new in the deen which is not part of it. How to assure myself that Islam is the true religion of God, and how to assure 100% that Quran is a revelation from God? Wonderful. How to assure that Islam is the true religion of God? How about this? How can anyone prove even 0.01% that Islam is not the true religion of God? Not challenge anyone in the world to be able to present anything which discredits the validity of Islam being the only religion of Allah. And no one will be able to do so. In fact, everything in the world and everything in Islam suggests and explicitly with certainty proves that Islam is the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Well, look at the teachings of Islam. Look at the compatibility of the teachings of Islam with every society in the world. Look at the compatibility of the teachings of Islam with our natural disposition. Look at the compatibility of the teachings of Islam with human beings, animals, and everything around us. Nothing is more compatible and harmonious with the creation than the religion which Allah sent down for the creation. Anyone who reflects upon the teaching will be able to identify that quite fast. Doesn't take that much work. And the Quran, easy. الله said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Do they not reflect upon the Qur'an? Had it been from other than Allah, they would have found therein much contradiction. So look how the Qur'an is free of contradiction. And Allah challenged the people to produce a chapter like the Qur'an, if they were truthful, and to seek aid and assistance from everything among the human and the jinn to do so. And until today, this challenge has not been met. So how do you know that the Qur'an is 100% the revelation of God? That challenge, which is 1400 years old, has never been met, and there are no contradictions in the Book of Allah, and it truly guides people to light, to salvation, and to belief. And that is evident and proof enough for its validity and its authenticity. Can we use photos showing people praying for da'wah purpose? If it doesn't show their faces, there should be no harm, inshallah. If it doesn't show their faces. An illegitimate child does not know she is one, as the parents married immediately upon conceiving her. When she gets married, I understand her father cannot be her wali. So can her brother be her wali? Allahu A'lam. Aqiqah, is it sunnah or fard? The scholars have differed. A popular opinion is that if you're able to afford it, it's fard. If you're able to afford it, it's fine. If you can't afford it, it's fine. And some say it's just a sunnah, recommended sunnah, highly recommended sunnah. Okay, guys, I have 5 more minutes, if you don't mind. I have a lecture later on, and you know, here in Yambor live, and I need to prepare for it. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. I plan to provide a free service where people can subscribe to get hadith sent to their emails periodically. If I include in the email certain advertisements where I get commission only if people purchase through them, is this considered using deen for worldly purposes? Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. Tough question. You need a fatwa, a real fatwa here. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Is it okay for a husband and a wife to promise each other if one dies before the other, they'll wash the body when they die? Can a husband wash the body of his dead wife, and also can a wife wash the body of her dead husband? A sheikh said that husband can't wash his wife while she can wash her husband. Is this true? No, it is not true. A husband can wash his wife and a wife can wash her husband. Now, you mentioned last month that we should not watch Arrival because it has music. Do you think if we remove the music, it should be okay because the fact about 9/11 attack, Western media, etc., are all actually correct? That is not enough, ya akhi, the fact that we remove music. I said the Arrivals, in terms, the fact that something has something good does not make it acceptable. When I give you cake and I put poison in it, you cannot tell me, well, you know, I know that there's poison, but the cake, you know, is yummy, bro. There's strawberry and cream and, you know, chocolate and so, you know, I should be able to know. So no. The fact that it has good things, obviously, if I gave you a piece of poison and said eat it, you're not going to eat it. I have to include something which attracts you. So the fact that they speak of 9/11 and the Western media does not mean that the Islamic information is accurate. And the information, Islamic information included in it, is not accurate. So leave it alone. Leave it alone. And I've heard that it was made by some Shia. And these are the last people you want to learn your Islam from. Assalamu alaikum. If at home we family members discuss about the friends of my sister to find out who is spoiling her. Will it be riba? If I alert my mother that don't talk to X person because she spreads words among people, will it be riba? No. If the intention is to advise and protect and try to find a solution, then inshaAllah ta'ala this does not fall under riba. This is from the exception which Imam al-Nawawi stated in his book Riyadh al-Salihin, among the six exceptions of backbiting. How do I decline people taking photos of me in a social situation? You just tell them that, you know, to respect your views, and you can add the joke, I'm afraid, or possibly your camera will be infected with a virus which will destroy it permanently. And so usually they smile and say, okay, you're a crazy person, and they leave you alone. It works with me every time. And I give them a serious face. I said, I'm serious. I'm serious. Your camera, if you get a virus and your camera never works again, don't ask me why later. I'm telling you, my picture on your camera is no good for you. And people get scared. They're like, okay. And they delete it. And so I'm like, gotcha. Regarding concept of family planning in Islam, what is the minimum number of children that I should have? I'm asking that I personally would not like to have children after 35 years of age, so that when I retire at 60 of age, I can sincerely complete all my children related obligations. Some of the ulama say if you have a noble objective of this kind, you may do so, even though the asl is that you have children. The asl is that you have children as long as you're able to do so, and you don't put any kind of limitation. Some of the scholars gave some concessions in particular cases if a woman is weak, or if they think they can't handle raising them. Not out of fear of poverty. If you fear poverty, this is totally unacceptable. Otherwise, Allahu A'lam. Okay, the last minute. Some websites upload Islamic books which have copyright. Now, I don't have ability to buy all the books I want to read. Can I read them from those sites? Yes. Why do you think they upload them? Oh yeah, maybe they upload them without, ya Mus'ab, ya Subhanallah. Maybe they upload them without the permission of the original authors, those who have the copyright. Wallahi, that's a tough one as well. You guys are bringing some tough questions to the table today. Okay guys, pardon me for the early exit, but like I said, I have some other obligations later on, inshallah. So we'll catch up with you, inshallah, soon. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.